Mr. Leary, reel 5.
Okay, so breakfast would be over, and you'd go on parade, what, about 8 o'clock?
No, it'd be after 8. It would be a bit after eight.
Yes. Now, this period between going on parade and naffy break, what kind of things would you be doing, your main training during this?
Well, yeah. Between... when you had your breakfast.
After line, breakfast, yes, when you went on
training. Until you went on training.
Yeah. We're moving on to your actual training now.
Well, when you had your breakfast, you'd go and sit down on the railings, down at the bottom, or hang about sort of thing until it was like falling. And that might be, half past 8 or something like that. And yeah, I can't definitely say on these times, but it'd be somewhere about it.
Well, when you went on parade, what kind of activities were the most common during this period?
Well, first of all, you would start marching up and down, just ordinary marching, about turn. They may be on the back, this is on the barrack square. Oh, there may be, at that time, maybe 15 sections of seamen and stokers, like all under training, going up and down. And when you got pretty good at that, left wheeling and right wheeling and about turn, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, on the about turn. Well, when you got pretty good at it, eventually you would get rifles for exercise. Now, of course, as I was saying, I'd been in the territorials, so all this was junk to me, sort of thing. But the lads used to gradually pick it up, and when you had rifle and bayonet, and they'd learn you slow palms, all these movements while you were just stood. Standing still, such as slow palms and fixing bayonets and presenting arms and rest on your arms reverse like they do at funerals and all this business. Well, when you'd got doing these, of course, you might stay on that for a couple of hours, and then he'd perhaps give you a bit of marching with sloping arms, changing arms while you're on the march, and just like that. And you'd get this maybe for several days until you got it perfect, you know, to learn anyone that had never been doing it before. It was a bit awkward, and
You must have felt a bit as if you'd joined the army during this period.
Well, it wasn't that, but it was very monotonous to me because, as I was saying, I'd been in the territorials and I'd been all through all this lot. I was a sapper in the Royal Engineers, 42nd Division, supposed to be.
Tell me, what was the attitude amongst the lower deck to this sort of arms drill and marching, the sort of military training?
Well, it was part of your training. It was, you had to be. For some civilians, I'd think, oh, well, if you went to join as a stoker, you'd just go and shovel coal and all like that. But it wasn't so. You had to be, well, you might say, a kind of a marine.
Yeah, sort of.
To a certain extent.
Did you actually feel that it was an important part of your training to become a fighting man, as it were?
It didn't come into your category at all. You just fell into it.
Yeah.
You joined the Navy and there it was. You took what was thrown at you.
Now, during this main period in the morning, apart from marching and arms drill, were there any other main activities?
He used to go on a marathon run every Saturday morning.
Yes.
That was about the only, what you can call, exercising, barring marching and that, that you used to do. And they used to take you for about a mile's run. And yet everybody had to go on this mile's run, right round outside the barracks and back again. No, that was the only...
Well, we're still...
There was no going in the gym, you know, or anything like that.
Well, we're still going through the morning and trying to isolate each activity that took place. And you've mentioned marching and arms drill. Was there anything else that would normally take place at this stage of the day in the morning?
No, you got your break in the middle of the morning.
What about swimming, Bass? I think you told me you'd...
Well, it was about the same period as you'd be going to school, you know. And the petty officer used to take you down to the basement one period, and he'd tell you to get stripped and get under the shower. Now, he used to see that you knew how to bath yourself, like with a shower, wash yourself down and all this business. And when you come out, he'd have a look at you and see you'd properly wash your body properly. They had people from all walks of life joining up. And I suppose some of them, right, it's bad to say, but I suppose some of them had never had a bath in their life.
Had you ever had a shower before?
Ooh.
You, a shower?
Oh, yeah.
I wondered if you were familiar with showers.
Shower bath,
Before you joined
the
Navy.
Yes, I used to be, used to go to the baths. When I was in, before I ever thought about Navy or anything, when I was going to school, they couldn't keep me out of water. I used to be always at the swimming baths.
Now, talking of the swimming baths, you also had to go to the swimming baths as part of your training, didn't you?
They used to say, now, is anybody here can swim? And of course, I can swim, you see. All right, well, we're all going to the baths this afternoon. Well, the baths was in the barracks. And it was, I don't know how length. But it was a big bath, and a big swimming bath. And you had to get stripped, and you had to put a suit on. That's the canvas suit, like the one you'd wear out if you was out east. That's the trousers and the jumper. And you had to get to the 6 foot end, and you had to swim right down to the 3 foot end, turn round and come back again. Do the two lengths swimming. You could do it any stroke you like as long as you went there and come back. So two lengths is nothing, you know. You're diving at the 6 foot end, you think, what's going on with my legs, you know, with the... trousers being swayed at the bottom, and in the water there were the leg of one would be flopping over the foot of the other one, you see, and it took you all your time, and the water and this here suit you had on, when you'd got one length you thought, am I going to get back? But anyway, I was a very good swimmer and I swam it. But a lot of them, they got in the water and they didn't even get a length. Well, then they'd take them down maybe a couple of afternoons later on, but it was marked on passed out or not passed out. It was a matter of form, you know. But on my papers it said, swimming, can swim, yes, you see.
Going through the routine of the day, would you have a break in the middle of the day?
Yes.
In the middle of the morning?
Yes, you got one in the middle of the morning and one in the middle of the afternoon. About 10 minutes. Now, you could light up and have a little smoke, but you'd have to stay with your section. You couldn't go and break away or walk up to the mess or anything like that. You just had to stay on the parade ground in the section.
Could you get a cup of tea?
No.
You couldn't?
Okay. No, not until you'd finished.
Right. And this morning session would go on in much the same way as you've been describing until you had dinner, would it?
Yes, it would go on till about 7 bells, half past 11, from about 9 o'clock. And you'd get one break in between for about 10 minutes, a quarter of an hour.
Now, for dinner, were the arrangements for dinner the same as for breakfast?
Yes, just the same, always the same.
What sort of things would you have for dinner?
Well, you'd have potatoes and vegetables and meat, something like that.
Yes.
And that was about it. They didn't condition out rice pudding and the Yorkshire pudding or anything like that. Yeah. You just got a plain vegetable dinner.
Would you get a dessert?
Oh, no, I never remember getting dessert. Not in barracks.
Did you find that, obviously you had a pretty active life, did you find the food was enough?
Well, no, at times I didn't, and I used to go up to the naffy. There was a naffy there, you see. And you could, buy a couple of tea and a couple of these old rock buns. Fill yourself up a bit like that, because that's the way it was sometimes.
Now, during the afternoon, after dinner, what kind of activities would you be involved in?
After dinner, you'd... It'd maybe about 1:30 you'd fall in, something like that. It'd be about 1:30 or 1:20. The bugle used to go, and you used to know, what time it was, and that'd mean you had to fall in. So you'd go down onto the parade, the drill barracks, what did they used to call it?
The barracks square.
The barracks square, that's right down. And you'd get in your section there, and gradually, the PO used to be always stood there. And you'd start on drilling or marching.
So it'd be the same kind of activities as you'd had in the morning?
Yes, it could be the same as you'd done in the morning.
Yes. And when did you knock off for the day?
Seven bells.
I thought seven bells was for dinner.
And seven bells for dinner. Finish for the day.
Seven bells finished the day as well?
11:30, seven bells. And 3:30, seven bells.
Okay, good.
It comes on the dog watch then.
Right. This is what I wanted to get you to explain to me next, actually. When you knocked off, would you have another meal?
Would you have another meal?
Would you have another meal? You knock off at 3:30.
Oh, no.
Would you have tea?
Used to be tea about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now, if some of these lads used to live ashore or at Salt Ash, something like that, so they used to make a dash for it to go out with the first party. You see, you had to fall in fours. You had to go out, then they used to make a dash for it to get in this dear lot. To march out, you see, you had to fall in outside the guard room. And, of course, they wouldn't wait for no tea. So if it was rock buns or something like that for tea, you got an extra rock bun, you see, because you got part of their share that shoved off that way.
Fine. So tea would normally be a mug of tea and a...
About 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and it would be what, a mug of tea and some bread and butter or something like that?
Oh, you get a mug of tea and you might get a bit of cheese one night or something or another like that.
Right. Now, First Liberty was also at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
There must have been some kind of conflict about whether to go and have your tea or whether to go...
Oh, there wasn't with the people that lived the locals, you see, because... the tea, what you got in the barracks, you see, it was a kind of an existence, you see. It wasn't a feed, it was an existence.
Would you tell me a bit about this watch system, because I don't quite understand it. How did the watch system work?
Well, the watch system worked in four watches. And if my memory carries me right, we was given a card, you see, with this on, what watch you was on. That is, we did have a card because if ever you got in trouble, that card was taken off you. You see? Where's your card? And you generally would keep it in your hat. Square card. And it'd have your name on it, your barracks number on it, your mess on it, and of course your name on it, and your watch. And if you was in, it was in four watches, you might be on one watch, you might be on two watch, you might be three, or you might be four, you see. If there was four of you together, you'd all be on a separate watch. You can put it that way, you see. Now, Number one watch might be watch ashore this weekend, you see. That would be Saturday dinner time until, if you was over 20, until Monday morning, if you wanted. Or you can come back any time you want in that period, you see. And, by the way, that was when you didn't do any drills. You see, from Saturday until Monday morning, you wouldn't do no drills at all. And you'd hang about in barracks all the time. Well, if you was watch ashore, you'd maybe go ashore or go ashore when you wanted, if you was number one. Now, number two might be the standby watch. So they could only go ashore until, I think it was 10 o'clock at night. 10 or 11 o'clock at night, if they was on number two standby watch. No, if they were standby watch, they couldn't go ashore at all. That's right. Number three watch might be allowed to go ashore from any time, like 4 o'clock until 11 o'clock, but they'd have to come in of a night time. And the other one would be, they'd be ashore. There was two watches ashore, one a standby watch and a duty watch.
I see. Let's talk